Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin bunts towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirby who is chasing the ball. Karkoviche reaches third base with a triple. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berga moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Murray reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Bell moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carcoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Carcoviche hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzy Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kirby is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a line drive beyond short. Guillen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Ventura moves to second. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco scores. Ventura moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Warren News on pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Warren News on is at the plate with a count of 1-1. News on hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Tingley now catching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murray strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen strikes out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirby. The throw from Tingley and he is safe. Kirby steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Essenmacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Russell now pitching. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Joey Cora pinch hits for Ron Tingley. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.